sorry, Anthony. Not only did you look disappointed now, you looked like you were driving a little disappointed.
Yeah, we messed the setup pretty bad tonight. We were just terribly loose most of the race, and to be honest with you, with the last 10 or 15 laps or so, our car really came in, and by that point, Russ and Cliff and Brownie were already way too far ahead of us, so we ended up getting by Doyle and sneaking fourth, but it's definitely not what we came here for tonight.
The short green runs with all the cautions, it played in some guys' favor and other guys it didn't. Lap traffic always adds an extra flair to these races. Without that, I won't say a dull race, but it was kind of uneventful.
Yeah, the track was pretty greasy. I don't know if it was these 350 SMAC cars are running a different tire. They're running American Racer. We run Hoosiers, and it's pretty hot out, you know, but those short little green flag runs were really hurting us. We were terrible on the restarts. We needed as much heat in our tires as we could get, and we just didn't have it tonight.
All right, Anthony, pretty good season, though. You can't complain too much. Track championship. Who do you have to thank for your year?
Yeah, it was a great season. We're definitely not disappointed at all, but it was just like I said, it wasn't what we came here for this weekend. But I got to thank Marcus Delia for setting this team up. I've said it a million times. My dad and Stu, they're two of the smartest guys to touch these race cars. Dan Denny, all my guys, Tommy, Jared, Cass, Zach, Ralph, we couldn't do it without them guys. My sponsors, CH Sealants, Castilia Lawn Care, Vapor Jays, Paul's Big M, All Power Weather Equipment. We had a couple guys come on board this weekend to buy us tires and fuel. JP Jewelers, that's all of them.